over the two constituencies in 2011. Now, only three of them were women, but so far only six candidates, I believe, have gotten on the ticket. Mm. So I think there's a good way to go, and I'm hopeful that there will be more women standing. But it seems to be that along the border counties in particular, that there's a real challenge for women to step forward. I mean, Women for Election did some cross-border training last May. And what we were really looking at was the reasons why women, particularly along the border, are slower to put themselves forward for election.
What did you find in that?
Well, what we found from the participants and from hearing their personal stories was that, you know, years ago that there may have been issues of living along the border of living in a conflict kind of scenario, or in that there was a high level of unemployment, high level of deprivation, and I suppose the focus was elsewhere, because we saw women who were hugely involved in community work, in voluntary, in business, in enterprise, and I suppose all their energy and focus was going there as opposed to politics. But now we want to get those kinds of women who were very active and very vocal and very able, and get them to see that those skills and talents and abilities that they have really transfer very well into politics.